The country will make a collective groan today with the news that reopening could be delayed by 2 to 3 weeks because of vaccine supply problems. So says the Irish Daily Mirror in an editorial. There is a more cheerful approach taken by the Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports that greater freedoms for fully vaccinated older people who have, according to the chief medical officer, shouldered a heavy burden since the start of the pandemic, are expected to be announced next week. Cabinet sources said last night that such a vaccine bonus would broadly follow the guidance in the United States, where fully inoculated people are allowed to gather indoors without masks or physical distancing. The Irish Times leads with news that serious blood clotting events in people who received the AstraZeneca vaccine have been reported by the state's medicines regulator for the first time. The Health Protection Regulatory Authority says it has received a small number, under 5, reports of blood clotting type events combined with low platelets in people who received the vaccine. The Irish Examiner reports that just 3 women have lodged claims to the Cervical Check Tribunal, despite more than €2.5 million being spent to set up and run the body. The paper quotes opposition TDs as saying that affected women and their families do not have faith in the tribunal and are choosing to go to court instead. The admission by Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin, that her party's secret database of voters, known as ABU, was not in compliance with data protection laws, gives the Irish Independent its lead story. Philip Ryan writes that speaking last night on RTE's primetime, she said that Sinn Féin had appointed a data protection officer to oversee the personal information of millions of voters only after being contacted by the Data Protection Commissioner about its ABU database. It was in an interview with Jonathan Healy on News Talk yesterday that Mary Lou MacDonald finally spilled the beans on where they are keeping all your personal information, writes Ryan. First the UK, then Germany. But he says there are many other questions, such as who developed the database or how it was paid for. The Irish Sun reports that the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor has bought the pub where 2 years ago he assaulted a customer who refused to drink a shot of his brand of whiskey. The Irish Daily Star leads with the seizure yesterday by the Criminal Assets Bureau of what it calls the flashy mansion of Liverpool soccer fanatic Patrick Coffey in County Kerry. Cab Nab Fans Pad, says the headline.